I just wanna come out and say I'm sick of waiting. Tired of the way you hold that string. Had enough of you playing my feelings. Don't think you can blame me. Yeah, I might go easy, but don't you blame me. Maybe you can show up with the honesty you owe me. Maybe you can grow up and stop this game, cause you're afraid of something. Ooh, don't think that I'll be hating. See, I'd rather you just say it. Just say it. Yeah, if you're out of love, I just wanna hear this over now. Oh, you don't gotta push around. Hear me out. Don't act like a child, be a grown ass up. So step up and put me down, yeah. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much here, just put me down. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much here, just put me down.
Get it, I can get it if you're looking for something I don't got. I know you'd rather let it be. Drop the ball and hope I make the call. But those signs are just a waste of me. See, I won't read into shit you could just say to me. Just say to me. And maybe you're just stuck in a belief or something. Maybe you think life should always ride out just the way you want it. Ooh, don't forget we're all just trying to get by. Maybe you could help me out this time. Maybe just this time.
So if you're out of love, I just wanna hear this over now. Oh, you don't gotta push around. Hear me out. Don't act like a child, be a grown ass up. So step up and put me down, yeah. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. Just put me down. I'm not worried about it. If you're out, then put me down. I ain't asking for much here. Just put me down.
I know you wanna think you're the nice one, but I won't stay on the shelf till the next one. I know you wanna think you're the nice one, but I won't stay on the shelf till the next one.
Can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill.
You to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I'm Rose.
I'm Annika.
And I'm Maya.
We're giggling right now because we just tried to record the intro two separate times and...
We just called each other bad names.
We called each other bad words that we can't see on the radio, and now we're here. Try number three.
Who decides what you can and cannot say on the radio?
Okay, fun fact, ladies. So today I was sitting in my history class, the United States post-1965 at McGill University.
That's so interesting.
Yes, that's right. We are at All Things McGill. That is the name of our radio show. We go to that institution. The prof was talking about the Fairness Doctrine, which is a policy put forth by the FCC in America when radio started popping off. And basically it said that everything you broadcast has to be, there has to be a segment on every broadcast channel that is about news and is for public interest. And it had to be balanced, and it had to show both sides of the argument, and it had to be as fair as possible.
Oh, and the turns of table.
I know. Well, this is the thing. At the time, everyone was doing it, and they didn't try and advertise on that section because they were like, oh, it's just like the tax we have to pay to the FCC to get to have our broadcast license. But then Reagan era comes around.
Reaganomics.
Okay. We get the integration of entertainment and news together. And this is when he gets rid of the Fairness Doctrine. Whoa. So now you can advertise on your news and you're making more money when you are more polarized in your news segments.
Whoa.
I know. And all because of neoliberalism.
Wow.
Right? That's isn't that fun?
Crazy. That's really interesting. I feel like that's a really good class to take.
It's really cool. And the prof is like, he has like a 5 on Read My Prof or something. He's like,
who's the prof? Let's talk about it.
Leonard J. Moore. Leonard Moore, if you're listening,
And he's not a sexual abuser or anything?
I don't think so. He just seems like a really kind... That's
great. If he's not written on the McGill bathroom stall, he's not a sexual abuser.
He just seems like a really, like, he seems like someone's grandpa who you, like, go to their house and he's just, like, sitting there reading the paper, like, on the, at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. And he, like, says a few passing words to you and you're like, that guy seems cool.
Yeah.
He seems woke. He's definitely like a woke old man.
When people...
Thoughtful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't speak too much. They speak just when they need to.
Exactly. He speaks when he has something to say. Which is... I mean, you know what I mean?
Well,
like, I talk when I have nothing to say just for the sake of talking all the time.
Mm-hmm. Brevity is the soul of wit.
Wit beyond measure is man's greatest treasure. J.K. Rowling. Rowling names.
No!
Wow.
Ravenclaw.
That's
kind of messed up.
What are your guys' I was going to say signs, but what are your guys' Hogwarts houses?
I'm Ravenclaw.
Me too. Oh my God. What are you?
I don't know.
You would be, you're Gryffindor. No, you're Slytherin. No, Mika's a Slytherin, you're Gryffindor.
No, yeah, Mika's a Slytherin, you're Gryffindor.
Aww. Yeah.
For sure.
What's back up? I was in Valdivia.
Slytherin.
True.
Mika's a Slytherin. I wish I could say she's
I'm Slytherin?
No. Becca is.
Who's Gryffindor?
You are.
So what does that mean?
You're popular, you're loyal,
you're
courageous.
Am I two-faced?
No,
absolutely not.
Really?
Then what are like, you? Okay, what are the bad... Oh.
Okay, this literally... No, it's not what I meant.
What?
This literally... Does this relate to our listeners? Do you think they'll identify with this conversation?
Well, first of all, they're not going to identify with the conversation because we just talked about people we knew and like categorized them as different.
I'm sure our listeners know us by now.
You think so?
Didn't you? What was the person who like?
Yeah,
you were recording it outside and they recognized your voice.
I matched with her on Hinge.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, girl.
Hey, Della.
Hey, girl. Hey, Della.
I hope Leonard Moore is listening to this. I hope he knows how appreciated he is.
Yeah.
He
also like, Della. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe he listens to CKUT 90.3 FM, All Things McGill.
This is what I was gonna say. Is he was so considerate. So our essay was due yesterday, and he had office hours at 7:30 p.m. the night before.
Wow.
Last minute.
Really
he just opened up. He was like, we were in class and he was like, I think I have time tonight for some more office hours. Stay tuned for an email. And then at like 6 emails, he's like, I have time. 7:30.
Did you do it?
I went. Yeah. Cause I was freaking out yesterday. I had no idea what I was doing because I'd never written a history essay.
What was your essay about?
My essay.
You had to write a history essay.
I know. And I had never.
About the U.S.?
Yeah.
Of A?
No, the U.S. of P.
U.S. of.
The United States of Panama.
So that sounds so real.
No. And it doesn't.
United States. Okay, go ahead.
So it was about how men, white male, middle class backlash to the feminist movement is what spurred the overall conservative political backlash of the 1970s.
Dem, are you in gender and feminine studies?
No, I'm not. But good try. Way to try. You know what? This is what I'm going to say to our listeners. People in your life are going to try to box you into boxes. They're going to try to categorize you. They're going to say you're this kind of person.
You're a GSFS.
You're a Ravenclaw.
Wait, GSFS, gender, an ENFP.
Gender, sexuality, and feminist studies. GSFS.
Yeah. GSFS.
Did you guys have a GSA in high school?
No. What's that?
Really? The Gay Straight Alliance?
No, we did not. I went to music school.
I
feel like that'd be more on brand. I went to school in South Carolina.
Yeah, okay. So. I can imagine why you didn't have a GSA. But they rebranded the GSA when I was in grade 10, and it was no longer the Gay Straight Alliance. It was the Gender and Sexuality Awareness Club.
G-A-S-A-C.
Do you have a problem?
GASAC.
No, because A isn't part of the acronym.
Gender and Sexuality Alliance.
When the word and is in a phrase, the and is not part of the acronym for that phrase.
Unless it's uppercased.
But why would it be and is never uppercased in a title.
Why don't you just give some light, shine some light on and?
Yeah, literally.
Because and is a filler word. It's a conjunctive, like, phrase. It's not meant to be part of, like, the actual, like, you could convey the meaning of the title without using the word and.
That's why I hate APA. Mm-hmm. Because they only capitalize the first letter of the first word of the title.
That's messed up.
But you use MLA, right?
Yeah.
I use MLA too.
I use Chicago.
MLA and Chicago, fine. Acceptable.
Okay.
APA, literally go home.
Down the drain.
Go back to high school. Sweet. Actually, no. MLA is so high school. But like, don't bring it into college.
I never learned how to use any style other than MLA.
MLA,
I never learned grammar.
The only reason MLA...
Like, I don't know what a subjunctive is.
No, neither do we.
Me neither.
Okay.
The only reason MLA hasn't been able to, like, keep up is because it doesn't have a footnotes option.
Yeah,
It's all in text.
Right.
And, like, the college people have moved on from that.
True.
Well, and it's annoying because in-text citations count towards your word count. Mm-hmm. And so if I learned how to do footnotes, I'd be vibing.
Chilling.
I'd be doing so well because I would be able to meet the word count. Or
do you always go above it?
I always go over the word count.
Really?
Every paper I've ever written.
Overachiever.
Apparently you're a really good writer.
You said this yesterday too. Where are you getting this information from? What of mine is Mika read?
That really long paper you wrote.
Oh yeah, for that class.
For transitional justice.
No, I wasn't in that class.
Okay.
Do you think this is interesting for the people?
So I found out this morning that Canada doesn't have a Disability Act. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
That so probably not. In the U.S., like, you have a Disability Act to, like, they pass legislation so that everything needs to be, like, accessible to people.
Yeah, because people who might protested. Have disabilities.
Oh. Yeah, it's, they did a there's sit-in. A great yeah, there's a great documentary about Crip that. Camp sorry. On Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. We watched it together during COVID.
We watched it together. It was really good and enlightening.
Can
it
you
was
say that word? Can you say Crip?
Well, that's what the name of the documentary
is.
It's called Crip
Camp. Isn't that a slur? Like, couldn't you call someone
yeah.
that? And
yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, but I think they reclaimed.
They reclaimed it in the documentary.
I'm going to make a show called Queer Camp.
And you could.
I don't identify as queer.
Queer eye.
For the straight
Maybe
guy.
Maybe we should have to close this all out.
Anyways, yeah. Montreal is not... doesn't have anything.
I can tell. The snow really didn't get the memo.
The snow. Also, the metro. They don't have elevators on to every single floor. They only have it between certain floors, which doesn't make any sense.
It's really bad.
And then Montreal, I mean, that's when I was thinking when you broke your foot.
Mm.
Life was really bad.
In-person class, ew, I hate talking about school.
In-person class is, I like my in-person class. I like this history class in particular because it's just him telling a story for like an hour and a half.
So
and it's just cute. Like lovely to be a part of in person.
How many people in your class?
80, I want to say. But it's like,
oh wow, it's pretty considerable.
Yeah, but it's like half people come. Like it's not everyone all the time.
Yeah.
And then, oh, I have one class at 8:30 in the morning that's 3 hours on Fridays.
No.
That I'm
tomorrow?
Miserable. Yeah.
What is it?
It is critical race and social justice studies.
Ooh.
And I have beef with this prof.
Tell us the tea.
Because I'm not going to name names, but...
You should. Tell the people.
No, because I'm scared that, like, she's the kind of person who, like, would listen to student radio. So, all I'm going to say is she, at the beginning of the year, talked a very, very big and lovely game about, like... I don't want to grade students. If I didn't have to grade, like, I wouldn't grade. Like, I'm not here to make your life difficult. Like, I just want you to enjoy the class. I'm open to all this debate. Like, I want this to be a two-way street. We're like, awesome. On classes on Friday mornings, she has a thing due or reading response due on Wednesday at 5 p.m. And we're like, oh, well, the purpose of it being due on Wednesday at 5 p.m. is because she wants us to have time to do the readings before class. Great. But why don't we ask if we can make it Wednesday at midnight or Thursday night? So someone emails and she's like, no. I'm like, okay, but you had this whole thing about how you wanted to make this a two-way street and, like, have student input and, like...
Sounds pretty one-way to me.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, what? Like, what is the reasoning for having it be due on a Wednesday and not on a Thursday? Like, it's just random. Because it's if the purpose is to have it done before class and class is Friday morning, why would it not be due Thursday night? And riddle me this.
If it, say it again, because Thursday night,
yeah.
People wouldn't have time to do the readings.
If the reading response is due Thursday night...
Oh, they probably want you to read through each other's.
What? No.
They probably want you to read through each other's.
Oh,
that's super
so.
Useless.
Then. Yeah, I for one, it confuses me, but I don't know. Maybe she's
and so she said no?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have any beef with any of your profs or any of your classes? Anything off to a bad start so far?
To a bad start?
Mm.
My stats prof just plays pop music with specific terms that have to do with stats.
Like,
so
what?
Today he played Frequency by Kid Cudi.
Good man.
Wow.
Good man.
And then at the beginning of the lecture, he was like, anybody know how to pronounce this person's name? He? She?
They?
Kid Cudi?
Kid. I pronounced it Kid Cudi until I was like,
yeah, me
years
too.
Old.
And then
yeah.
Somebody was like, it's Kid Cudi. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Learning yeah. It was Kid Cudi was probably the most earth-shattering, soul realigning moment of my life. And that's not true. But imagine if it was.
This is to all the professors out there. This is what I remember the story I was telling you about the Challenger?
Mm-hmm.
I think in every
the Dodge Challenger?
Okay. the first lecture of any prof for any class mm-hmm. of any semester, you have to make it the most engaging. If you pull out the syllabus, you're done.
Yeah.
If you tell me an engaging story about the Challenger and why it exploded and how it relates to stats and how you can save people in the future, I'm convinced.
I'm invested.
I'm mm-hmm. invested and I will take this class. He said that story, that really engaging story,
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
He said it yesterday.
Yesterday?
He should have said it the first day of school.
But did it relate to what you were talking about the first
day
of school?
So I can tell you about it, no problem at all.
Please.
Basically, we're learning about stats and the way to convey information in the easiest way possible for the most amount of people to understand.
I love stats for art students.
Okay, whatever. So basically, the Challenger, I forget what year, but it was a rocket and it was supposed to go up into space or whatever. And then she exploded.
No.
70-something seconds
73 in. Seconds in.
13 astronauts dead or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I wonder why.
Let me take a gander here. Does it have something to do with statistics?
You know what? It might. It was completely predictable. And you know what the professor said? He said, any one of you, with what you know now, you could have seen this from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed us the stats. He showed us a chart. He was like, does this look easier to read to you? We said, no, it doesn't. And they were like, this is what the engineers showed to to NASA. NASA engineers show this to the fucking astronauts or whatever.
Freaking astronauts.
The freaking the flipping astronauts. And they were like, okay, we're good to go. We're not good to go.
No.
Because,
dear reader, they were not, in fact, good to go.
Basically, there were temperature ranges recorded from 50 degrees to 80 degrees.
For one part, one device.
For the O-ring, okay? And basically, the O-ring had a bad reaction to a couple different temperatures. It had a bad reaction to 53 degrees and a couple bad reactions to like 80-something degrees and then like a really, really scattered inside within that, like, bad reactions. But really, like, 53 is where you really had to be careful. And then that 70 range was ideal. And basically, the first table didn't really show that very well. It was confusing, and you didn't know the frequency at which there was, you know, whatever. So cold bad is what we learned. Guess what the temperature was the morning that the Challenger went up into the air?
Me. Was it cold?
No, tell me the temperature you think it was.
53?
Was it 53?
Try 29.
Try
29 degrees.
That bitch exploded 70 seconds into air because it was cold. It was below freezing in Florida, Cape Canaveral.
That's climate change.
That literally. Mm-hmm. And that's what they don't talk about. Anyways, so literally, that was out of the range that anybody had ever recorded a rocket launch with an O-ring. I don't hold me to that, but like, basically, I think
there's rocket scientists listening to this right now. They're like, no,
it's actually
correct.
not what happened. Anyways, that's just crazy when you think about it. The fact that, and you know why? There's this thing called groupthink. Mika was talking about it yesterday. Oh. She said it wasn't called groupthink, but it is.
Okay.
So, one person. I'm a psych student, so I've heard all about this. But go ahead.
You go ahead.
You try and wrap your tiny little brain about it.
No, say it. Explain it.
Groupthink is when one person is very confident and very vocal about something and everyone else just goes along with it.
Yeah, or like how you just accumulate into one opinion when you're mm-hmm. working in a group.
Yeah.
And so you kind of just like, you don't assume responsibility for finding mistakes. You don't feel confident in yourself mm-hmm. to say like, oh, I actually think this is messed up. Imposter syndrome. Mm. And so then you kill 13 people.
Mm. Been there. You know, we've all had bad days.
Yeah. We've all had bad days. And those engineers had a really, really bad day. And it was cold.
Yeah. Sounds like the plot of Charlie's Angels to me, the new one.
Can you imagine, number one, it's cold in Florida. So already you're off to a bad start. Number two, you kill 13 people. I'd be like engineer
thing.
And the terrible, no good, very bad day.
Were they fired? Is the question.
I don't know. We should watch a documentary about it. I bet
there's a documentary
exists.
About it?
No. I don't know.
I'm sure there is.
We should make one. And we just have this one scene.
Wow.
That we just
I'm just a spectator.
I would love to watch it. Maybe instead of Euphoria.
Oh, true.
My
founder. How do we feel about Euphoria?
Is Euphoria Canadian?
No.
I wish it was.
There is one on Netflix.
You know what? It was based on an Israeli show.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday.
Oh, okay.
It is?
It is. It's based on an Israeli show.
Just like
show.
My SodaStream.
Yeah.
Israel. Wow, so it's not new. Well, nothing's new. But
isn't that so messed up?
No, but it's like the old show is completely different. Like, it's basically indistinguishable from this one.
Oh, okay.
Like, Gilman's a lot. I don't know.
But it's like inspo.
The growing theory at the beginning was that because in the Israeli version of Euphoria, the main character dies. So they were like, oh, Rue's probably going to die. But I don't think they're going to go that direction. I think it's like Pretty Little Liars, where they have the source material, but they just deviate so far from it because they want to keep you guessing.
Well, it's going to be like Game of Thrones.
The Red Wedding.
And just the ending is going to be so bad.
I never watched.
How many seasons of let's place our bets on how many seasons of Euphoria are.
I thought there were only two.
Exist ever. Like, but how many are there going to be?
Oh, I thought there were only gonna be
They got renewed for a third for sure.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just thinking there's not much further they can go with this.
I think four total.
Four.
I think honestly like
because
I honestly
wait, Rue's a junior.
Three is gonna be the last one.
I truly think it should have ended after one.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that from here on out, Rue is a drug addict. What more can we do with that? Either she gets sober or she continues to spiral.
Okay, that's a great point. Because season one had a good ending because she hadn't used again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or at least I don't know. I just am like, not every show. I know it's to make money. That's the whole purpose of this television. But like, the arc had a natural ending point by the end of season one. And I was like, okay, like, he could just stop there. And I'm glad I kept going because I like to watch it, but...
Some of you may be asking, how does Annika have the right to say these things? Well, yeah, she actually worked on a movie set.
Done.
Annika was a production assistant?
I was assistant to the director.
Assistant to the director, excuse me.
Yeah.
Pardon my French. She was in the credits.
I was in the credits and everything, guys.
Don't text, do not call.
The movie, it's called Brazen.
Mm-hmm. We still haven't seen it. We need to watch
it. We need to watch it.
Should we live stream it on the radio?
That would be really... Can we do that? That would be really
fun. We were thinking about live streaming Euphoria and being like...
How can that be fun? We have so many good ideas.
We just need to implement them.
You know what? I still think this is a really good idea. I think one of us should get a tattoo and the rest, like, we should all go and, like, do a show while the other one's getting tattooed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the buzzing might drive people crazy. But that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, if Spencer came to do the right audio for it, it'd be fine.
That would be really fun.
Spencer, if you're listening, just send us an email and let us know.
Maybe you can get the tattoo.
Yeah. Wait, we, like, choose
a
tattoo?
We choose the tattoo and then Spencer gets it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Spencer, are you down?
For those listening, what is Spencer's job? Production coordinator?
Production manager?
He basically runs the whole...
Shebang,
yeah. Like, in terms of tech and stuff like that.
He puts up with us.
And honestly,
that's the biggest
And so does Jack.
Everyone who works at CKOT, first of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, thank you for putting up with us.
Yeah, and thank you for letting us keep this show, even though time and time again
we've
shown that we're not
worthy and we're not deserving.
We're literally
this
not
is the best work environment I've ever been in.
Yeah, it's non-hierarchical.
And it's wonderful.
And that's...
Everybody should listen to CKUT.
Can you guys give us more money, please? Not CKUT. Can just, like, the people...
Can
everyone just give us money?
Yeah, donate...
To me.
PayPal...
e-transfer.
We have really cute merch.
We
have great shows that aren't run by three struggling students.
Are we struggling?
Stop, I hate when you do that.
Are we struggling?
Sorry,
No, we're thriving, because it's 2022.
Well, I'm struggling personally.
Yeah, you know, seasonal depression.
I just went on I have seasonal depression. B, I just went on a date with an anti-vaxxer, so...
And Maya and I have, premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Yeah.
What is that?
PMDD.
I don't think that's real.
It's a real thing.
It's literally on TikTok. It's real.
Okay. Immediately no.
So I got diagnosed by going TikTok? On TikTok, yeah. and then I looked it up and it said it was self-diagnosable. Basically,
everything is self-diagnosable if you're wrong.
Literally, it means that you enter a really depressive state before your period. Sometimes during.
Isn't that everyone?
No, not everyone. Literally, sometimes people are fine. I actually want to die. No, not...
I don't think that's true.
You know,
I think you're a liar.
I just feel very crazy.
I feel in terms crazy. Of
like really digging into the chaos and the and.
Just, I feel like I'm really stirring.
Listen, shit. I'm switching my antidepressants, so if you guys want the rest of my old prescription, let me know.
I thought I was asexual the entire time I was on birth control.
So I tell you guys a story. I had a friend in high school who like never had any crushes, never had like any, never spoke to any of us about any kind of sex drive or anything. And one time I was like, maybe you're asexual. And I recently learned that that stuck with her until she lost her virginity. And she was so worried that I was right, that she was asexual. And then she, like, had sex for the first time. And she was like, thank God. Like, she wasn't right about me. And I'm like, I'm sorry that, like, what I said to you affected you that much. It was, like, an offhand remark. Yeah. I was, like, 14. I had just learned from Tumblr what asexuality even was. And
well,
I was,
it's
like,
really scary at first because you're just like, when I was younger, I was like, thank God I'm not gay. Like, thank God I don't like girls.
And wow, then, you know, the turntables. Yeah.
No, because I was like, genuinely, how awful would it be to, like, live in this world that's not built for the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
true.
I was genuinely so scared, and I felt so bad for people who were gay. Because I
literally,
thought,
that's just you being closeted.
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
And a little homophobic.
Well, it's internalized, and we're working through it.
No, and it's funny because I was talking to my parents last night, and they were like, are you dating Rose? And I was like, I've literally told you I have a girlfriend, and it's been like this since November. They were like, what? No, I thought things didn't work out. And I was like, no, I think maybe you just, like, didn't
register.
Or, like, you kind of refused to, you know what
you
I mean?
You were, like, doing something else while you were on the phone with me, and I told you, and you just, it just, like, slipped.
Exactly, because we'd been friends for, like, whatever amount of years. And then she texted me this morning, and she was like, Rose, I'm really sorry. Like, I didn't realize, I'm mad at myself that we didn't catch that you guys were dating, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, it's okay, Mom. I was like, oh, it's probably because the way I talk about it, because of, like, internalized things. I probably don't talk about it with confidence.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, I'm dating this girl. Like, even when I talk about it at work, I kind of, like, I'm shy. And I was like, it's not your fault, Mom. It's probably
society.
My wording and it's my internalized homophobia.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't responded, actually, so I don't know.
Crazy.
That's my story.
Yeah, I just subtly hint of maybe enjoying the presence of women, but
well, your mother terrifies me, so
yeah.
I have never met her and she terrifies me.
My mom talked to Rose for 20 minutes about how every child should learn how to ski.
Isn't
Oh my gosh.
She didn't realize she was starting in a South Carolinian who wasn't like in the top tax bracket.
Y'all got mountains around these parts?
Yeah, we go to West Virginia.
We go to West Virginia
Country. Where there's snow bombs.
Take me home.
Tar the place.
Or born.
Okay, we're going to
West Virginia.
Pull. Do you want to hear us sing more? Send us an email. CKUT@CKUT.com. That's not a real
address. That's not it.
CKUT at production.
No, production at CKUT.
Sorry, Spencer.
Send us an email. Let us know. Do you want to hear us sing more? Because we're happy to. All different accents. I'll do any accent. Give me an accent. I'll do it right now.
Russian.
What do you want me to say in Russian?
Wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
Okay, tell the people what they want to hear. Did you dope these Olympics? Did you take drugs for your back that were actually increasing your performance when you skated this round?
The only drugs I take are love for Mother Russia. And vodka. I love vodka.
You know vodka is made from potatoes?
Yeah.
Another thing.
Another thing Ruth lessened.
Did you know beer is made from wheat?
Wow. Also
wait
hops.
A minute, seriously?
Wheat a minute?
What?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Do you have weed?
What?
Do you have weed?
No, not on me.
Because, well, you know, a couple years ago, we smoked and then we listened to Wait a Minute, or we just had the TikTok sound in our head. And I literally, that's probably the best night of my life. We just said, wait a minute. Wait a minute! Like, over and over again.
Wait a minute!
Wait a minute!
Wait a minute!
I've got to isolate it in the sixth dimension.
Oh! Willow Smith, I'm sorry.
Willow Smith, literally, so sorry.
She's not Canadian, so it's fine.
I read an article
because we only play local musicians.
The first family of Hollywood
is
that Will Smith?
It's Jada? The Smiths.
What? I don't think that's true.
Who then? Who? If not them, then who? If not them, then who?
If not when, then how?
Johnny Depp.
No, in Lily Rose and stuff.
Pirate Corps. Corps de Pirate.
No, people literally don't know who they are. Yes, Will they Smith do. And Jaden Smith and Willow Smith and all of them.
What's the mom's name?
Jada.
Jada what?
Smith.
What's the middle name? Pinkett. You're fake. Jada Pinkett Smith. And she beat cheat on her husband. She swings. Did you know
that?
Wait, I thought they were open.
Yeah, but like he's like her whole thing is like she's like, oh,
they're not
yeah.
cheating then.
No, but she's like, I have crazy sex with all these people, and Will's like, I don't. And it's like a meme because Will's just getting cooked.
Oof.
What do you mean she's getting cooked?
Cucked. Will is getting cucked. Cuckold.
Willow?
Cuckolded.
Okay, no. Can we end the radio show?
Yeah, so this was All Things McGill, 90.3 FM. I'm Maya.
I'm Annika.
And I'm Rose.
See you next week. Thank you.
Hi, this is Maya. For the last three musical breaks of the show, I played some videos by the McGill Jazz Orchestra that I thought were really cool, and so I hope you enjoy them. They're by McGill students with McGill profs and McGill musicians, so I thought that was cool to add into our show today. Also, for a weather update, the high is negative 12 and the low is negative 18 in Celsius. It is Monday, February 14th. So happy Valentine's Day. Hope you have a great day.
Can I play you some of the new things I've been doing, which I think could be commercial?
Hey, you're listening to CKT 90.3 FM, and this is All Things McGill. Thank you.
dû en rester là. N'en fallait pas y aller là. On s'en sera. J'ai rampé pour toi, mais ça fait son temps. Oh, j'ai vu flou, j'ai voulu, oui j'avoue, j'étais dû. Plusieurs que j'ai déçu, trop souvent, peu d'excuses. Mais là j'étais prêt. Oh, mais là j'étais prêt. On aurait dû en rester là. N'en fallait pas y aller là. On sent sur la chaussée. N'en fallait pas. Si je suis différent. Pourquoi suis-je encore de trop, encore de trop? Éjecté de l'auto en marche, mon corps et mon cœur en morceaux.
In the case of symptoms similar to those of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, sore throat, loss of taste, or smell, you should take a rapid home screening test. If you test positive, isolate yourself at home and please follow the self-isolation instructions. If you don't have a rapid home screening test, please self-isolate for the recommended period. Visit quebec.ca/self-isolating for complete instructions on how to protect yourself and others. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., for a special Black History Month edition of the Montreal Sessions. The month kicks off on February 1st with the best in reggae and soca with your hosts, Production Sounds and Soca Head. Week 2, February 8th, Wizzy Moonchaser, host of The Morning Detour, broadcast live from DG Kicks, a sneaker store in NDG. The final 2 weeks, 15th and 22nd, are hosted by Stephen Ziplocks Hennessy, educator, creator,
and part of the Ill Groove Garden team. Don't miss it.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the masses to remember Jah. That's all I need when I am. Well, CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the masses they remember Jah. That's all I need when I am. Well, 90.3 FM, it's CKUT, the cultural radio station. Radio McGill, blessed love, the messenger. Take it away.